segment of the day here on the Maggie Dawn Show, because I try to get in all the good stuffs. I love having these conversations with y'all, even when I disagree, because that's what it is about. Check this. Neil Postman, 40 years ago, wrote a book called Amusing Ourselves to Death, and here's what he wrote. When a population becomes distracted by trivia, when cultural life is redefined as a perpetual round of entertainments, when serious conversation becomes a form of baby talk, when, in short, people become an audience and their public business a vaudeville act, then a nation finds itself at risk. Culture death is a clear possibility. Y'all, we're there. I've heard some people bring up George Orwell's 1984. But a lot of people have pointed to Aldous Huxley's Brave New World as truly the barometer. Here is Postman writing about this. Alongside Orwell's dark vision, there was another slightly older, slightly less well known, but equally chilling vision. Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Contrary to common belief, even among the educated, Huxley and Orwell did not prophesy the same thing. Orwell warns that we will become overcome by an externally imposed oppression. But in Huxley's vision, no big brother is required to deprive people of their autonomy, maturity, and history. As he saw it, people will come to love their oppression, to adore the technologies that undo their very capacity to think. What Orwell feared were those who would ban books. What Huxley feared was that there would be no reason to ban a book because there would be no one who wanted to read one. Orwell feared those who would deprive us of information, but Huxley feared those who would give us so much information that we would be reduced to passivity and egoism. Orwell feared that the truth would be concealed from us, but Huxley feared the truth would be drowned in a sea of irrelevance. Orwell feared we would become a captive culture, but Huxley feared we would become a trivial culture, preoccupied with some equivalent of the feelies, the orgy-porgy, the centrifugal bumble puppy. As Huxley remarked in Brave New World Revisited, the civil libertarian and rationalists are ever on the alert for tyranny, but they have failed to take into account man's almost infinite appetite for distractions. In 1984, Orwell added, people are controlled by inflicting pain. But in a brave new world, people are controlled by inflicting pleasure. In short, Orwell feared that what we fear will ruin us. But Huxley feared that what we desire will ruin us. This is where we stand today. Josh from Wausau, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Hey, Josh, you there? You're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yep, I'm here. So you brought up several good points, and one that I've been wondering ever since the election was Donald Trump's favorite media outlet is Faux News, but Fox. But are you guys at Civic Media worried that you might be in his crosshairs because you are so openly anti him? God knows I love the fact that you are, but are you guys worried that you might be in his crosshairs?
I have a message for Donald Trump. Bring it. Thanks, Josh from Wausau. Gene from Eau Claire, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Well, hello, and thanks for the great show as usual. And you give more people a chance to express themselves than anyone that I've listened to yet. So, you know, I think some of these males have been empowered by the great abuser in chief to go after women, and it's getting a little bit stale fast. As an older woman, I lived through this in my early years of the way men treated women. You better watch out, because we're not going to take it. So you guys better start looking at your own behaviors here.
Yep, I totally agree with you. And a texter just reminded of the thing I forgot to mention when I was talking about the decimation of local objective journalism, y'all go Google Sinclair News, read about it. It is very, very scary. Jeff from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
It's Jesse from Madison. The screener missed it. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Couple of things. One, I was always taught Orwell and Huxley were describing what they saw around them in the common day, and they just put it in the future so people could have a spoonful of sugar to take the medicine to go down. What I was going to say was about your comment about people preparing themselves for obedience. You know, just seeing the news a little bit ago that Trump picked Matt Gaetz of all odious people as his yes. attorney general pick, I got to think, my first thought is, wow, that might be the only Republican that would have trouble getting through the Senate. And then I thought, that's exactly the point. It's nothing to do with Gaetz. This is just a litmus test. Trump picked the one person who's probably, of all Republicans, hated most by the Republican Congressional Caucus. This is just to see who would say no, even if the most, who would say yes, even if the most odious person that they could imagine was put in front of them. This is just a litmus test.
Jeff, my man, it's where I was going with all the appointments, but Matt Gaetz right now is the cherry on top. Sunday, courtesy of Donald J. Trump. Folks, Jim from Richland Letter, I'm so, so sorry I didn't get to you. Folks on the text line, I'm sorry if I didn't get to your comments. Anybody else on the call line, sorry I didn't get there. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together against the idiocracy. Dom Salvia is up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.